tell you again about the Auto No Fault Town Hall coming up tonight right here where I'm sitting at Willowbrook Rehabilitation Services in Brighton, Michigan. So if you're anywhere around here and you have questions about the changes to the no-fault insurance and how it may in fact impact you and your family, tonight is the night to find out in this part of the state. The town hall is being held from 6 to 8. It's 7200 Chalice Road, Brighton, Michigan. Again, Willowbrook, the name of this facility, 7200 Chalice Road, the town hall tonight, and there'll be people here to explain elements of the new law, choices that drivers will need to make when renewing their auto insurance policies this year, and so much more. On hand will be Steve Sinus from the Sinus Ramos Law Firm, David Beltzman, a doctor and psychiatrist, Mary Wines, Kathy Rollinger, family members who have been impacted by devastating auto accidents and so forth, and that's all going to happen. Joining me here is Kathy Cole, the admissions director at Willowbrook. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Welcome to Willowbrook. We're so happy to have you here.
And I'm glad to be here. You guys have been great all day. You have about 120 patients any given day. You've got more than 200 employees that work here at the facility. What do you guys specialize in? What do you do here every day?
We provide residential and outpatient therapy services to people recovering from neurological injuries, a continuum of care.
A continuum of care, rehabilitation for persons who have suffered those brain injuries, outpatient therapy, residential short and long-term care, all of those things. And I wonder, when this whole change came through for the insurance and so forth, and you saw that happen, you obviously had to be concerned about what would come next because you knew it would impact you. And I don't just mean the company here because it'll impact how people get paid and so forth. But it's going to impact the kind of service you can give too, isn't it?
You know, we've really yet to understand how it's going to impact us. The law was written in a very convoluted way. Its impacts could be dire. They could be less so. And we're working very hard to try to get some clarity and potentially some relief so we can continue to do the kind of services that we've been doing.
When I look at the couple of hundred people that work here, they dedicate their lives to helping people overcome these devastating types of injuries, traumatic brain injury and so forth. But some of these folks, at least from the facilities I've heard from other people, because of the changes in the way that reimbursement will work, some of these folks are going to have to go find a different line of work or a different place to work, potentially. Is that true here?
Well, we certainly hope not. We have wonderful people that work here. It's an excellent company. And even though the circumstances that bring people to our door are sad, we see miracles and, assist people coming to grips with the new life that they have and letting them reach their potential in that. So our therapists, our residential staff all assist in reaching some of those goals. We'd hate to lose anybody.
Well, I'd hate that as well, because one of the things that we've heard, though, one of the things that maybe was not intended by all of this is that you have a therapist, and whatever their specialty is, and you have a patient who has a set of needs, and there becomes this bond, this relationship that occurs.
Yes.
And so when you take that away, the patient can really be set back by that.
Well, not only set back, but you take the relationship away and you take the service away.
Right. And so that changes everything. And you know, if you're somebody who's trying to fight back from a serious injury and you're trying to relearn how to function normally to some respect, the amount of trust you place in that therapist is incredibly important, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's really what we're all about, making sure that the work that we do allows our patients to reach their potential.
When you talk about this with a lot of folks, they'll tell you, well, we're going to save money on auto insurance, and Michigan has the highest auto insurance rates in America, and it always comes back to this dollars and cents sort of a conversation. But in all of my digging and in all of my research and talking to insurance people and so forth, and I'm guessing you guys have done some of the same, I'm not sure I'm going to save any money. In fact, it's possible if I want to maintain unlimited coverage like I have enjoyed previously for catastrophic injury, my rates could actually go up. I won't save money. I'm going to get hit harder.
Exactly. And what this new law does is, you know, basically opened up a second revenue stream for insurance carriers. Now people not only have to choose and pay for the amount of personal injury protection that they're going to carry, but they have to choose and pay for a liability insurance, a liability portion of insurance to cover in the event that they hurt somebody else in an accident.
Which is always the concern because obviously, and certainly some of them, myself, I have a teenage driver. You're always concerned that something bad happens, but you're going to have to carry extra insurance to make sure that if something does bad happen, you're not bankrupted, not only by injuries to your family, but to injuries to somebody else potentially.
Oh, exactly. And we haven't had to carry high, really liability insurance to any great degree since, you know, under the old no-fault law. But one of the features of the new law requires that we increase our premiums at least to $500,000, and that increase for me was $40.
So you're paying
right
more.
Right out of the gate.
You'll be paying more.
I'm paying $40 more before I even, you know.
Right, but you don't have the coverage.
Well, in 2020, you're going to have to elect new levels of coverage, both PIP and liability.
Right, I understand that. My point being is, but some of those coverages aren't the same because of the way that people are reimbursed. So you might still have the coverage, but the people that are allowed to treat you have been restricted. I mean, there's restrictions all over this that I don't think people fully understand.
All over the place, right.
That I don't think people fully understand. Well, I appreciate you being here. Kathy Cole, Director of Admissions at Willowbrook. And again, Willowbrook Rehabilitation tonight, a town hall meeting. If you want to find out more, talk to doctors, talk to care providers, talk to those that are going to be involved with all of these changes. Set your watch for 6 o'clock tonight. The town hall no-fault meeting is 6 to 8 tonight, 7200 Chalice Road, Brighton, Michigan. And if you want to find out more, please come here. Kathy, greatly appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much for coming, Steve.
Greatly appreciate it. You guys have been terrific so far today. So there you have it, part of the Auto No-Fault Reality Tour, just trying to figure out what the truth is going to be and a lot of differing opinions. But it seems to come back to a consensus that, no, I'm not going to save money. My options for coverage are going to be increased in expense, but my options for treatment could also be reduced. 52 after on the Steve Gerber Show.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.